Well, you know, the unfortunate thing about football, everybody gets hurt, and we saw a few guys step up their play in positions that we wouldn't normally get put in, like, you know, Fernando getting put to right tackle, and, you know, it's just one of those things that we got to push forward with the injuries and having the young guys step up. We got a lot of young guys will be playing in spots that, you know, the normal veterans have taken up this far. So a lot of numbers being called, and just got to see whose time it is to play.
How does that affect chemistry in a group that kind of relies a lot on
You know, with the offensive line, there's no easy days or anything like that. There's not, you know, four guys can do their job and one guy give up. We can't be reckless like that. All five has to operate in order to have a successful down or series. So that's the biggest challenge. I guess just to be in sync and doing our job.
How hard is it, too, when you get behind and you know you're going to have to throw the ball, I think, 45 times plus six sacks, so that's 50 times dropping back. How difficult is that as a lineman when the other team knows that you're one-dimensional now?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the big thing where, you know, you figure we had like 75 snaps and half, you know, more than half of that were throwing, and sacks or you know, mistakes are going to happen, you know, and that's the thing that that is for sure in the league. And so we just got to be more focused and more in tune offensively, you know, speaking for our side of the ball moving forward, you know, with these four games left. The good thing is seeing the absolute finish that, you know, while we're in there, being down at a deficit, guys are continuing to play. You know, it's not that games are out of reach. We're competing at every time that we're in there, and I think that's just one of the things that the coach would emphasize in team meeting is finishing plays. And nope. So that's,
go ahead, you can finish, I'm sorry.
That's all I have.
I guess the mindset of line, I guess the final four games. I mean, I know Stu's gone, a lot of guys, you know, like you're talking about chemistry, can't afford to be patient. You guys got to work together fast, and no time. You guys don't get time to gel.
Well, yeah, at one time of the game, it seemed like I was the only one standing.
Yeah.
And everybody else just kind of fell out, you know. And at that time, you know, you just kind of wonder, you know, who's coming in and
yeah.
And if I even have to make a move. And, that chemistry is very important, you know, not going to lie. It's very important. And, you know, even being in for the past 3 weeks, I'm still gelling with the guys right next to me,
yeah.
You know, and it's key to continue to have, you know, what we have here. We have dinner every week, and that builds camaraderie, that builds chemistry, and we go out to eat once a week, and I think that's excellent. And so we'll continue on this this season, gelling together.
You're confident the guys that will be the five starting five Sunday be able to get the job done?
Yeah, you know, I'm confident either way. I really think that there's a great group here, backups and starters, and you've seen Mike Otto as one of them to come in and perform and not miss a beat. And so, you know, we got a few guys coming up and younger guys like Kevin and Byron and who else is out there left that would be forced, you know, having be forced to play that role. And so it's definitely something you'd like to see young players develop and actually become, you know, players in the league. So, you know, been there before.